Join me, Aya Kwai, with Ubuntu Voices. Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. on 3CR. Ubuntu is a Zulu word, meaning I am here because you are. Ubuntu celebrates the positive contribution African Australians make to our communities in music, academia, the arts, and everything in between. Come with me on a journey. Ubuntu Voices, every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m.
None of us are free, one of us is chained. None of us are free.
None of us are free for sure. And I always say that the song, I say something about it. Welcome to the show. This is Ajak here with Ubuntu. Ubuntu means that I am here because you are. And the song that you just heard, the song that we opened the show with, is called None of Us Are Free. And that is from Solomon Burke. And it's a beautiful song, as you could hear. And I hope you're having a great day today, a great evening, and prepare to go to bed. I'm going to accompany you tonight with the music from the Sudan and the area around. And just enjoy and have a great night. And I'll come back to you to, you know, to let you know these songs.
كبلاش كمحترمة
واي غالي يا ملاسالة مديدة كروان روان روان
يا مشين يا شمبك الشيان عشا كلان كلان والوال جاني وكشاكاني كوبلي الجاني واي كدون كان باك موي مو او دا سيكا سيكا شيان شيان دا كوكا كوكا
madujim jel jeng abotiam namad kurut kubugato yang abaden botiam nabuwajin madujim jel jeng abotiam namad kurut kubugato yang abaden botiam
Madujin kier yang abu otiam, namad kurut kubuga tau yang abadan otiam. Nabujin madujin kier yang abu otiam, namad kurut kubuga tau yang abadan otiam.
makala ana yana med jorin bai pana pana torin kamil jor bar kazal yana med jorin bai pana pana torin jimil jor bar kazal ban 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 dong da pona ti selva ki rona ban 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 yindi do Pani joral santi no denwal Pani joral bona bana biar monje wiji gluidal Pani joral lokol kor kuiran dia kwad gluibai Pani joral mama jol kiririan tania kwad gluibai
He talking about the South Sudan. He's talking about the beautiful South Sudan that he's just talking about the good thing in South Sudan, and he's talking about how they are very proud, and they are so that is pretty much that about that song. And you heard before the track as well before from another tribe called Nuer in South Sudan. And he talking about the same thing as well. And so, yeah, it's so sad. A lot of South Sudanese are very sad all over the world because, you know, that beautiful country, South Sudan, themselves, they never been colonized in their entire life. When the English went to Sudan, colonized Sudan, they were in a tropical, very, very, very difficult for British to go there because it's tropical and all the disease, tropical disease and malaria. And they fought with a spear as well. So they pretty on their own for that long, you know, and even in North Sudan, they just don't have very much to anything to do with them. So that is the very proud people. They just, and actually it actually make them people think they are not all people, of course, like a very wary else in the world, but the South Sudanese are very proud. They just can't take it. They can't take oppression. It's something they can't take because they live as a nomad for many, 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 thousands of years, you know, since they migrated from the north. And as the Nile get drier, they follow until now they end up in South Sudan, which is very humid and savanna, and pretty much, and we the darkest people in the world, because we are in the equator and we are in a very, very deep savanna, very humid. And so they be nomad. They don't have really, nobody tell them off for that thousands of years. And they find it hard to be able to, you know, as you know, discrimination is it all over the world, and most of them have been discriminated against, and you know, in everywhere in the Western world where they are, and you could see here in Australia as well what happened during the election. Now it's so very nerve-wracking. In South Sudanese community, African community, but particular South Sudanese community, and Muslim community, it just absolutely it going to be, that is our worst nightmare time, and we're so lucky because the current government, you know, it minimized that a little bit. And but then again, you know, people just, you know, it's not all people. People just come with these ideas and blame on someone. It's not about the people. It's about agenda. Someone have an agenda. And they're not necessarily bad people, of course. And but when you have an agenda and you have an easy target, or you have a punchbag, that what you do, you're going to hit the bag, because, you know, you blame for your unhappy, that what I try to say. And so it's very difficult for a South Sudanese community particular in this time. And we've been told, you know, there are a lot of kids going to juvenile again, which is really something really heartbreaking, because, you know, Australians don't want them to not to be productive citizen. And I always say this, you know, there are so much, you know, generosity Australian made and sacrifice and finance to settle people like South Sudanese, and it's not fair that some people are building the community and there are some people who are actually destroyed it, and that is not, and this is done in the name of it, in a crime, name of crime. And and if you go and look and unpack all that, I think I talked about it before, people will be shocked, but people don't know, and that is a sad thing. And you know, the report, there was, you know, I watched news on Sunday, David, his last name I can't say it, but I can't say very well. He does morning at ABC, and you say something that incredible, something actually, you know, related to me and to us. You know, people think somehow people are vulnerable because they are vulnerable, but the people don't think that we make people to become vulnerable. Vulnerable, that's how we do. That is how we do. So it's not, nobody born has a really vulnerable. We make them. And that is what happening in some part of Australia. And one thing that I would be able to say, when things are hidden, it's so hard for people. You just blame people, and I think it's not fair for Australian people, you know, for people like us to just say, oh, Australia are racist. It's not fair, because most people have no idea what's going on. One thing that I would love people to do is to engage and talk. And if someone says something, because silent, I don't want to say silent, hurt. I just want to say silence hurt people. And that is related to Solomon Burke. If you don't say this is wrong, and then you mean that you say it's right. And so that is one thing that I really would love to, if I have in a position of those people are. That one thing I would say. If someone talk to you, don't just dismiss. Don't just say, you know, listen to them, because they have a concern, and it's so hard to feel someone pain while you don't have it. It's difficult to do. What you can do is, to be empathy. That is what people can do, but empathy without action, it doesn't help. So I just love that, you know, like even having said all this, I just love Australian people. When we were kicked by the politician, the 2017, Australian people said, you know what, we're not buying what you tell us. And I loved. I was feeling like I just have hundreds of $1,000 to go and buy every Australian flower that Melbourne. That's how I felt. I was so happy and very appreciative for Australian people. And I think They Australian people are don't underestimated them. They will do the same thing again. Having said that, I'm going to play to you a song, and this song is from South of Sudan, and enjoy it.
My darling, you give me happiness, you are my jolly. my dolly, 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 dolly. You are my dolly, you give me happiness, you are my dolly.
Dolly, you give me happiness, you are my dolly. My dolly, you give me happiness, you are my dolly. My dolly.
In the jagan,
Janitagan, the DM, you're in the air. In the check, I'm not in the air.
Inja chega nam chinok ke yin yin yara no. Inyar, inyar, inyar. Inja chega nam chinok ke yin yin yara no. Inneke diama. Inja chega nam chinok ke yin yin yara no. Inneke diama. Did kala quill in Jinuji up your Naja you Naja did kala quill in Jinuji up your In Yara nong yang gum, my dear Yan doing the pandio In Yara nong yang gum, my dear Yan doing the pandio Bibi Naja in Jabia. Habibi Najin Jamia Deja Birman Habibi Najin in Jamia Deja Birman Yalom nong ya nong ya no dwe nong jang bi nong tiam Are yalom nong ya nong ya no dwe nong jang bi nong tiam In ti ma tiam ya ti to win en pyo en pyo la yu In ti ma tiam ya ti to win en pyo en pyo la yu Antola ma pera olnana benja dirtinda wan madudri Antola ma pera olnana benja gelunda wan madudri Pana olngara kwe pale wan madudri Pana olngara kwe pale wan madudri
That is a song, it's a love song in South Sudan. And I think it's a young man, amazing singer in South Sudan called Ali Juma. I played his music a while ago and I love his music because he just absolutely is amazing. He's a great singer. And all the South Sudanese loved him. He lived in South Sudan. And yeah, and his music is just incredible. And yeah, so I am going to close the show with this amazing song, and it's blues. You know that I love blues, and I hope I don't make you depressed going to bed. But here it is.
Mm-hmm. mama said the world ain't kind. You'll learn that in your own sweet time. Schoolyard laughs and broken dreams. Nothing's ever what it seems. Daddy never took my side. I learned to swallow tears with pride. Every scar became a song. Every lonely night made me strong. Ain't nobody coming. Ain't nobody there. When you're fighting through the darkness and life don't seem fair, so I bring myself. Blame my luck or fate. Built these walls with my own hands. Now I'm finally where I stand. Ain't nobody coming. Ain't nobody there. But the blues.
Obia la son na betri, obia la son ni sisi, obia time is now. I need you. Hold me close. Time is now. I need you. So don't be cold. The time is now. So don't worry. I love you good. Time is now. Don't worry, baby. I know I should. When I first met you, I knew that you were for me. Forget you, and I knew that one day you'd see that the time is now. Don't you know I need you? Just hold me close. Time is now. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Just love me once more.
we have got something very special. Yeah, up at Camp Sovereignty, Grandmother Moon, Full Moon, at end of the month. Camp Sovereignty presents Rock Against Racism. Remember the Rock Against Racism back in the day? Yeah, so from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m, Sunday the 30th of August, at Camp Sovereignty, Linlithgow Avenue, not the King Domain, Melbourne. Rock Against Racism is a free concert held in honour of all those ready to stand strong against the racist attack on the camp. Come dance and spread the love, hey? Rock Against Racism, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the 30th of August, Grandmother Moon Night at Camp Sovereignty.
Tracy, our supporter. The People's Record is a podcast that looks at race, policing, and public housing. Over 5 episodes, we speak with residents, lawyers, academics, and activists about how policing has evolved and public housing communities are targeted. Listen to us on 3CR in August.
The state Labor government has begun works on demolishing Melbourne's 44 public housing towers to be replaced with private housing. Already hundreds of residents have been displaced, often into unsuitable homes under duress.
The towers on Racecourse Road, Flemington, have become Homes Victoria work sites, while the families still living in the buildings are being treated appallingly.
Join Save Public Housing supporters in solidarity with residents.
Weekdays 7:30 till 9 a.m. as we engage with passing traffic to make some noise and show Jacinta Allen
that the demolition of public housing is unacceptable. Signs and banners provided or bring your own.
There's power in numbers, so see you at 120 Racecourse Road, Flemington, 7:30 till 9 a.m.
Save Public Housing is a 3CR supporter.
Make sure you tell them where it's at so they'll have no place to hide. So